good evening.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Kicking off tonight's show, the brilliant Lace and Whiskey and Christmas Time Is Here, a track that was premiered live in this studio many, many moons ago, and that track celebrates its 10th anniversary this year. There are rumours of a Lace and Whiskey reunion next year, which I'm really looking forward to. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. I'm Nick Field and this is the Christmas edition of Curveballs. Thank you so, so much for joining us tonight. As is traditional at Christmas, we'll be joined by Lady Grey and the Earls, who are going to be telling us their plans for Christmas and beyond. We'll have some Christmas tracks to chill to. We'll be talking about some gigs that you can go to before the big day. And plenty of great Christmas tunage, including lots of new and lesser played Christmas tunage. We've got some brand new tracks, which I'm really looking forward to playing you, including this, which is brand new from the Crackpots.
For Christmas Eve.
Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. It never snows, but you never know. That's a proper Christmas. The tree's up, the cards are out, across the mantelpiece. It's the month your overdraft is going to increase. From now till you get back to work, you won't get any peace. And that's a proper Christmas. You've got the in-laws coming round, they'll probably be late. The spuds were done half hour ago, but you'll have to wait. Your wife's sister will bring with her that boyfriend that you hate. And that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Wheezing and slide, and tempers get frayed. And that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Crackers and sprouts, that's what it's all about. And that's a proper Christmas. You took the kids to see Father Christmas, but they noticed something weird. There was half a burger tucked down his chair and he had ketchup in his beard.
For Christmas Eve.
And he's dozed off in the chair. He misses all the presents, but he doesn't really care. The kid's wrapping tinsel sticker rubbing in his hair. And that's a proper Christmas.
Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas.
Socks from the wife, it's a wonderful life. And that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. It never snows, but you never know. So let the bells ring and don't change a thing, 'cause that's a proper Christmas.
It never snows, but you never know.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Some folks like to sunbathe somewhere nice and hot, a foreign land, a cold drink in hand. As for me, I'd rather not. You can keep your summer, spring and autumn too. Winter's freeze is fine by me, 'cause I can't wait till Christmas. You may say it's corny, every year's the same. I sing along to old Jim Reeves songs. Call me lame, I'm not ashamed. All of our traditions make my heart feel light. Santa's sleigh is on its way, and I can't wait till Christmas. Gathering around the tree, no place that I'd rather be. Listening to Silent Night, the fairy lights, they shine so bright. Call me sentimental. I don't really care. I just know I love it so, and I can't wait till Christmas. Darkest night, the love we share is always there to guide us home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait till Christmas.
Brand new festive songs for you here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard the Crackpots. You might recognise their lead singer as the man behind K and the Gang. And that track of theirs was called Proper Christmas. There's various versions of that on their Bandcamp that you can download. And the track you just heard was Lavender and the Roses with I Can't Wait Till Christmas, which is the title track of her new EP. You might remember that we chatted to Molly from Lavender and the Roses on last week's show. You can listen back to that interview right now on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs, where you can also listen to all of our shows from this year. So, yeah, go treat yourself over the Christmas period, I suppose. Next up, I have another three new Christmas songs for you, including tracks from This Circus Life and Popclaw, both of which were played for the first time on this show. And the track that I'm going to play you next is brand new from The Fades.
Christmas. Why did
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What's awaiting you under the tree? Is it disappointment or misery? Is it a better life or a fairer world? You get the things you want or you just get bored? So wrap it up and throw it at this time of year. It's all about spend your cash on a pretty tree. Could have reused last year's one for free. Go. Shouldn't go hungry at Christmas, kids. 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 Shouldn't go hungry at Christmas. Been told, but we're doing this up in here, yeah, for the fame.
Three brand new Christmas tracks here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard Fades and Last Christmas on the Beach. Christmas and on the beach are not things we normally hear together in this part of the world, so kudos to them for that. Then, in the middle, you heard something short, sharp and festive from Popclaw with Stocking Filler. That track is available to download now, and proceeds will be going to the Trussell Trust. And the track you just heard was This Circus Life and What Is This Thing Called Christmas. You might remember that they were in on the show earlier in the year. You can listen back to that interview on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, as I mentioned earlier. And, well, stay tuned to the Phoenix FM website because we're going to be announcing lots of guests coming up on Curveballs in 2024. Plenty to stay tuned for. Don't forget, if you're interested in guesting on this show or any other show on Phoenix FM, then you can contact us via radio@phoenixfm.com. Or you can contact us directly through the Phoenix FM website, which if you're on right now, just click on the contacts page. Next up, I'm going to play you three tracks from acts who were out and about on the live scene a lot over the year, starting off with a chap that I spoke to briefly at Latitude Festival back during the summer. This is Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer.
Here's a festive tale for you all.
It was the night before Christmas, and all around the house were scattered small puddles of famous grouse. An early gift from my maiden aunt. I thought I'll drink this rot, although I shan't. The plant's got a good whiskey watering, though, after my risky sauntering home from the club. Beyond a quick pop into the pub to extol tales of old to the pros in the ruddy lug holes. That they were cold, I know they found my jolly stories rather droll. They went down gladly like a Tory troll at a glory hole, I digress. Still barely made a crease in my Sunday best. When I arrived home in a stupor, I was super, I thought. Father Christmas is a trooper. I'll leave him some port under the tree as a treat. That'll set him on his way. And a carrot for Rudolph, the helper on his sleigh.
I placed the offerings beneath the tree with a note which read, Santa, thanking ye, do enjoy this small treat that I have given thee. But when I woke, the fat git had taken liberty.
Just one glass of sherry, I thought that was clear. And the carrot was food for your reindeer. Dear Santa, don't darken my chimney again. An empty bottle beneath the tree, and a carrot besmirched by fecal debris. Oh, Santa, don't darken my chimney again.
I come down on Christmas morning to a terrible sight. I thought at first a burglar had come in the night. A sherry bottle on the fire and sherry dripping from the ceiling. And now the Christmas dinner seemed somewhat unappealing. Since he did that with the carrot, my confidence is murky as to whether he didn't do something rather similar to the turkey. Next year, though, I shall find out the truth. I shall await the cheeky blighter with a shotgun on the roof.
If I may be permitted to state a natural fact, Father Christmas committed an unnatural act. Oh, Santa, don't darken my chimney again. He finished my supply of fortified wine, then he popped a carrot where the sun doesn't shine. Oh, Santa, don't darken my chimney again.
Such a thing at Christmas.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Christmas! Please have snow and mistletoe and presents all by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. Oh, I'll be home for Christmas.
Another three festive tracks in a row here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. Stay tuned, Lady Grey and the Earls are up next. First up, you heard Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer with Oh Santa. Then it was We Punch Tigers, very busy on the live scene recently they've been. That track was something festive from them entitled Drunkmas. And the track you heard at the end, Katie for Kings, another very prominent face on the live scene just recently. I think she was at Lighting Up Chelmsford, and I think she's been out and about in plenty of other places as well. That was a festive track from her entitled I'll Be Home for Christmas. Meanwhile, in the studio for Christmas earlier this week, we welcomed, as is traditional here on Kerbals, Lady Grey and the Earls to chat about the festive season and also what they've been up to recently. But before that, let's hear something from their latest album, It's a Mean Old Scene. This track is Heebie Jeebies.
The top. Come and see me, but never stop. Tell me,
Lady Grey and the Earls here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with Heebie Jeebies. And, well, it is almost Christmas, and you know what that means. Lady Grey and the Earls are here in the studio. Good evening, people!
Hi, Nick! 5 days to go. Woo-hoo!
Yes!
Oh, my days.
And I'm so excited.
Yes, indeed. And that kind of like being in denial about it is slowly fading away, largely because it has to. How are all of you lot tonight?
We're amazing.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Jolly good. Well, first things first, reacquaint yourselves with our listeners.
Hi, I'm Amy Clayton. I'm the lead vocalist.
Hello, I'm Graham Newton. I play bass.
Hello, I'm Justin. I'm the guitarist.
And I'm Ali, and I'm percussionist and drummer.
And the drummer.
Bit of trombone and
rubber pom pom.
Just everything else. Kitchen sink.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you describe yourself as both a percussionist and a drummer,
yeah,
they're very different.
What else does he hit?
Everything. Yeah. He hits everything. You know, did you ever, were you allowed when you were at school assembly to play one of the instruments when you were, you know, singing some naff song that you did in primary school?
It didn't happen nearly often enough.
And they'd always give me a triangle and I'd get very excited about this. You haven't seen a triangle played until you see Ali play a triangle. Ali knows how to play a triangle properly.
I just bash it with the metal thing, right?
That's what everyone does. No, there's actually a skill to it. Honestly, he's the most amazing percussionist I've ever met. He can play anything. Anything.
But just triangle. That's amazing. Let's do it.
Excellent. Next time,
Nick. I won't disappoint.
Yes. And your next album is going to need a jazz triangle solo.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing.
I mean, you're talking to the one that writes the music, so yeah, let's do it.
On it.
On it.
I fear we may have already created a monster, listeners. So, you were last with us in August, and, well, what have we been up to since then?
Well, we were at the Fiddlers in the autumn. Yeah, that was amazing. Just be back on the scene, the mean old scene, after we'd recorded that album. And that's correct.
It was. I like the link.
Oh, I see.
Fine. S exams after that as well?
No. Well, do you know what? I'm really not sure. It's been very difficult getting gigs again. It's just again.
Again.
Obviously, there's a stammer tonight. It must be the chilly Christmas weather.
It must be.
Yeah, the gigs in general have just been really difficult to find. Venues are drying up. It's really sad, really, really sad. But we're still plugging away, and we put on our own nights as well, don't we? So we try and get people jammed for that. We had a gig, but like in a rehearsal style that we've actually filmed, and we're going to send that out live in the new year, which was lots of fun. And we've got lots of plans for the new album, haven't we, Jay?
Yes,
we have. Triangle solo.
Yes!
A triangle song.
It's a triangle song, yeah.
It's good. We've got a few things ticking away, haven't we? We've got some, we've started writing, well, you've started writing, and we've started putting a few bits in rehearsal together, haven't we?
Yeah, we mucked about with a new song maybe 2 months back, which sounded quite nice. And then, as I think Ali was discussing before you, before we was on air, about the fact that a couple of weeks back we was at Barleylands recording a new video for a Christmas song that we're looking to record next year and hopefully get out. But we won't be, we're not naughty elves in this one, are we?
No, we were naughty elves in one of the, it wasn't Mistletoe Kisses, it was.
No, that's the one.
And we got to run around Barleylands last time, but it was the Santa's Grotto.
Yeah.
So myself and Jay were the naughty elves. I think it was Amy's sort of wild story, your worst nightmare. You were a little girl that woke up, weren't you?
I had a little dream. The elves come alive, went into the weird and wonderful Wonderland and then met Creepy Santa.
Creepy Santa.
Of all time. Yeah.
I mean, he was great. He gave me a present, but we can't discuss that on it.
Quite a bit, haven't we? But all at different points.
Yeah, but Barleylands this time, they've got the Luminarium there. I don't know where you've been, but so they light it all up, and we had loads of fun, didn't we, trying to jump in time to circles that change colour when you tread on them, and spotlights and stuff. So yeah,
it's lots of
fun.
Geared up for families and kids, isn't it? And,
us.
And so,
but, us. We are family and children. That is what we are.
But fair point.
But they didn't quite know what we were doing, and we didn't really allude to it. So we ended up walking through, and they were like, "Just to let you know, we've got 10 minutes left, and we're at like the first lights."
Right.
We're like, "What was around?"
Literally were marching us out.
Like,
by, you know,
were.
It was really funny. But,
not before we toasted our marshmallows, though. No euphemism. Actually, toasted marshmallows. Yeah. I was wearing a wig, though. It was very dangerous. There was a lot of nylon and a lot of flame.
I can
but...
imagine. Right.
Lots of fire, lots of hairspray.
Yeah.
Righto. Well, you know what we should have next? Lots of music.
Yes.
What track are you going to do for us in the studio first?
We are going to do Better Than Nothing, which is on the new album, Mean Old Scene. And Jay is just... I need to find something to say while he goes and grabs his guitar.
He's going to grab his guitar.
You are never stuck for something to say, Amy.
Never.
It's quite an old song, isn't it, Amy? It's been around for quite a long time. And this is one that we've been working on, like, previously, since I joined the band, which was quite a lot of years ago. But we never really got it to the point we wanted to record it. But I think now it's sort of a... Sounds right now.
Yeah, needed the right people.
So that's good.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right, so, well, take it away. Lady Grey and the Elves here on Couples on Phoenix FM.
Is it better than nothing seeing you so happy? Am I better to know that you are so happy? Now that you've moved on, am I meant to pretend that I
seeing you die. fantastic.
I mean, it's not overly Christmassy, ending with "I want to see you die," but she's a very angry woman, Nick. You know, basically, she didn't get the Christmas present she wanted. Is disappointed.
Yes, we can see the context. So,
how are you supposed to finish it?
Oh yeah, sorry. Merry Christmas, everybody. So yeah, Christmas number one next year. Yeah. I'm sure it'll go down the street.
Excellent. Well, I'd certainly take it over another Lad Baby track for sure. Lady Grey and the Earls live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled
Better Than Nothing.
Indeed. Okay, so with the album It's a Mean Old Scene, where can people get their hands on it?
Beautiful. If you go onto Bandcamp website.com, bandcamp.com, and just search Lady Grey and the Earls, and it will come find us. We've got about eight albums on there now. Loads. As Nick often says, it's the best value on there.
It is. It really is, listeners.
It costs you a penny just to download the songs. There's lots of good songs on there, so have a look at that. And other than that, we're on SoundCloud. And the same thing, just search up Lady Grey and the Earls, and that's Grey with an E.
Yes, indeed.
My favourite bit there is the wink at the end there.
Yes. Yes.
That Nick always says that after I've given it. He always says that's Grave and E. That's the
always. Yes. Yes. Well, you know, it's a very important PSA.
Absolutely.
You know, if they type Grey with an A, no. Goodness knows where they're going to end up. Yes.
To go down there.
Yes, the internet is a dangerous and scary place. We need to make sure we're sending people to the right websites.
Exactly.
Some good stuff. So, Nick, we always talk about us. Now, I know we're here to talk about us, but what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, of course, if you were listening in on Sunday, you would have heard me taking part in the Phoenix FM's first ever live pantomime on the radio. Oh, yes, I was. So that has been really good.
That sounds like loads of fun.
It was really good fun. It was mildly nerve-wracking because you're just like listening to everything. You just got to make sure that you get your lines in on time and you deliver them properly. And we didn't have the chance to have a proper rehearsal. So it was kind of like we were doing it it was just kind of like winging it all. That is the term I was looking for. I knew underwear was in there somewhere, and I was just like, I just need to make sure I use the right term. So thank you for that.
You know what the pants are needed. Bit of Lady Grey music.
Yes.
So next year,
next time we are going to get in. Well, with you being professional theatre people, I couldn't think of anyone better. In all honesty. Excellent. Right, let's have a listen to your first musical selection. And the first one we're going to listen to, I'm just going to play them in the order of the list that Justin sent me.
Sure.
Because why not? The first track we're going to listen to is a bit of K-Star.
Oh, yeah!
With two R's. Tell us about K-Star.
This track was unknown to me for a very long time, and then Justin bought me a vintage Christmas album in the hope that we could find some songs that hadn't been played to death during Christmas time. And this one came on, and I have been in love with it for the last 6 years. It's called The Man in the Bag. It's an absolute treat. Enjoy.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be to the prayers that you've made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Christmas is here again. We'll be right back.
but he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting, they're all congregating, waiting for the man with the bag. Better watch out now.
K-Star here on Kurtballs on Phoenix FM, and everybody's waiting for the man with the bag.
How cute is that, Nick?
How cute is that, Amy?
It's really cute. I like it a lot.
Excellent. Good stuff. I suppose what we should say, we're in the Christmas spirit, so what are all your plans for Christmas?
apparently we haven't got any.
No. Okay.
Literally, I haven't really got any plans.
So my dad's going to come down and see us. We're going to have a bit of a family thing, and then we're going to take him back, and I'm going to see my mum, my sister, and Mitty's nephew.
And how many times are you going to be asked, where did you get that Christmas jumper from, Ali? For the record, folks, Ali has a personalised Christmas jumper on with his cats. Yeah. With their names on, it says Cat Dad and everything, and personalised Christmas jumpers are the future, people.
That's it, it's got Melody on it, it's got Merlo on it, and my little two little kittens.
Basically music and wine.
Absolutely, well, they're both wine. Grape, yeah. White grape and a red grape, because, you know, that's how you can tell them apart. But yes, I do love my jumper, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah, we've got family things as well. We're seeing a few friends leading up to that, aren't we? So, and then it should be like reasonably quiet between Christmas and New Year. It's like the one time we get to rest. And you know me, I only sleep once a year. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Me? Yeah, I'm just family and friends. Yeah. I've got Boxing Day I'm looking forward to, because I'm doing like nothing Boxing Day. I'm just going to sit in my living room, in my pants, eat cheese, drink wine.
Christmas Eve, you're going to be
That's pretty much my Boxing Day. Yeah, man.
Have you got two pairs of pyjamas like Amy does? Remember that one year?
Oh, yeah, you got to have two pairs of pyjamas, because you have to have the day pyjamas. You can't wear the sleep pyjamas all day, but you can wear pyjamas all day, you just got to wear a fresh pair of pyjamas.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, let's not be savages here.
With the pyjamas, we do new pyjamas on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So then you then stay in those for so long, and then you've got your day drama. Yeah.
But this does not work for you if you're staying in your house for Christmas. Yeah, I'm like old school. When I leave the house, I like to be wearing proper clothes.
You put clothes on.
Six people. Everyone goes out in their pyjamas.
No, it's true.
Pyjamas and rollers.
I can't say I approve of that.
You'll have to put the rollers in your beard, though, Graham.
I've got some baubles in my beard, so that'd be cool. I should have brought them, because they've got jingle bells on them.
That would have been amazing. That'd be great.
Excellent. Well, you know what we need to do next? Let's recompose and have another track in the studio. Which track are you going to do for us?
One is called Candyman. It's from the new album, and to me, not seen, which I think you may have already played on the radio. But
that is entirely possible.
This will be the live version.
Right, so take it away. Lady Grey and the Elves here on Kurtballs on Phoenix FM.
Champagne with lemonade money. I'm holding out for the candy man. Is there a way to this faster love? Or am I going to fall down? How long can I stay blind until the excuses I want, but I know it feels like it should.
Are you drunk on this feeling of pain? I'm holding up for the candy man. How long can I stay blind until I see the truth? How will I ever find the meaning of the proof? I'm holding my breath for you. I'm holding my breath. I'm holding my breath for you. I'm holding my breath. I see the light, I see the sun, I watch it come undone. I see the night, I see the stars, and I know it's us. I see the light, I see the sun, I watch it come undone. I see the night, I see the stars, and I know it's us. How long can I stay blind?
Excellent.
We always call the end of that one getting in the box, because you can't do a live fade. So, you know, we just pretend we're getting in a box and we get closer and closer to the floor. And
this is the live fade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting in the box, I love that.
Excellent. Lady Grey and the Elves here on Couples on Phoenix FM. That track from the album It's a Mean Old Scene was entitled Candyman. So, we've talked about your plans for Christmas. How's the new year looking?
New year? When are we recording, Jay? What's the plan?
Do you actually mean what we're doing on New Year's Eve? Because probably nothing.
You know what? I said that and then I instantly realised that was an ambiguous question. So, if...
2024.
So,
the idea is that we...
I think that's going to be a bit more interesting for all of us anyway.
For the record, I doubt
I'll be doing anything interesting either. Tell us about...
No, my New Year's is great. I go around my friend's house and we have like a Jenga tournament.
We drink
whiskey and we have a Jenga tournament. And then we're playing Jenga into the new year.
I think
I've won the last two or three years, I think. So I'm like defending champion. Sure.
I like the symbolism as well. You know, like the trickiness of life and are you going to get the right box?
Just tumbles down, doesn't it?
But you can rebuild it, right? You can rebuild it with the right attitude.
And a steady hand.
We might do an escape room, but that could be just because the amount of wine that we drink.
Yeah, you just... After a while, you just don't know where you are.
The cats have probably locked us in somewhere. That's probably what it is, realistically. Love it. But
2024? Yeah, I think the idea is that we'll try and get a couple of gigs in, but as Amy already said, it is quite difficult. But I think we'll try and do a few.